Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Sean Diddy Combs. You might not recognise the name immediately, but you would undoubtedly know his music. He was once one of the most influential figures in hip-hop, producing hundreds of songs, collaborating with the biggest names in music and performing on stages right around the world. Well, on Monday, Sean Combs was arrested on a variety of charges, including sex trafficking and transportation to engage in prostitution. He's been denied bail twice now, with prosecutors arguing he is a serious flight risk. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Sean Mandel, who's an LA-based entertainment reporter.
Good morning.
So will you firstly remind us just how big Sean Diddy Combs was and perhaps still is in the hip-hop world?
Absolutely. He is perhaps best known at the beginning of his career for starting a record label called Bad Boy Records and working with Notorious B.I.G., for example, before his untimely death. In the early 90s, he's also been nominated and won several major awards. He's been nominated for 18 BET awards, won 18 awards total out of the 65 nominations he's received over BET awards, Grammys, VMAs. He's had 11 number one songs. One of his most famous and popular songs is Missing You, which a lot of people might recognize when they hear it played. He's had 27 platinum and 15 gold albums. In pop culture terms as well, he is also very significant for a lot of people in the late 90s, early 2000s culture. He dated Jennifer Lopez in 1999. They were together for about 2 years. He also was responsible for creating Danity Kane, a short-lived girl pop group, on the MTV show Making the Band, that actually one of the stars of, Aubrey O'Day, later became a person who spoke out about allegations of misconduct relating to Combs that a lot of people didn't give credence to. And now today, she's actually a person that people are looking at and saying she was telling us this all along.
Okay, and we'll come to his legal troubles in just a moment, but you mentioned that he once dated Jennifer Lopez. He also has some very influential friends, or certainly had, on top of that list, Jay-Z and Beyoncé.
That's correct. Jay-Z and Beyoncé were among a cortege of major celebrities that he was friends with, and he was known for having these lavish parties, which again we can, you know, discuss because that is connected to the crimes that he is alleged to have committed. But Rihanna, for example, was one person who was considered in his inner circle, and it wasn't just celebrities in the music world. You know, New York City Mayor Eric Adams gave Combs a key to New York City, and something that he revoked actually after the first allegations, really serious allegations that were taken, that were believed credibly, surfaced in November of last year when his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura filed a lawsuit. But, you know, he was an individual which, even though the allegations against him date back to 2008, it is only recently that there have started to be some consequences of people stepping away from him, of in brands and companies and organizations who've been associated with him not wanting to have that association anymore. Because, you know, for example, you look at his 50th birthday party in 2019, the guest list was a who's who of Hollywood culture. You have Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Post Malone, Cardi B, Kevin Hart, Mary J. Blige, who also is someone that he was credited with helping her career get off the ground in the early 90s. Kanye West, Usher, another individual that he discovered, Queen Latifah, Janelle Monáe, The Weeknd. These are all a handful of the names that were associated with Diddy, that were at his 50th birthday party, of course, but were at numerous birthdays. And in fact, in even one lawsuit against Diddy, there was mention of Prince Harry, for instance, of that Diddy would associate himself with the biggest celebrities he could to entice victims, allegedly, to get to these parties so he could take advantage of them.
Now, you mentioned that things only started to change for him last November. And this was when, as you said, there was a case taken against him by his former girlfriend, the R&B singer Cassie. That case was settled. But just the next day, there was this release of a video that really shocked everybody, Sean.
That's correct. So it was, the lawsuit was filed by Cassie Ventura in November of 2023. She was an ex-girlfriend of Combs, and they had been broken up for a while, but this was the first time that there was anything public being stated and accusations being leveled against him. And these accusations were serious: sex trafficking, as well as sexual assault and rape, and verbal abuse as well. This was settled within a day, which goes to, as you said, which goes to show you just how serious Diddy took the allegations, even though he insisted upon his innocence. But it was about 5 or 6 months later, in May of the following year, in 2024, just this past spring, when that video that you mentioned, a surveillance video from a hotel in Los Angeles dating back to 2016 that appeared to show Diddy beating Cassie and dragging her by her hair in the hallway of a hotel, dragging her back to his room. This was absolutely appalling, of course, but really, as so often is the case, when there is a concrete piece of evidence like a video that also directly backed up allegations she had made almost word for word in her lawsuit, that was a real sort of watershed moment. And he did, for the first time, address the allegations without just claiming his innocence. He apologized for it in a video posted on Instagram, which he has now deleted, possibly for legal reasons, not wanting to be admitting any sort of guilt given the charges that he is now up against. But that video was also released, leaked, we don't know by whom, we should say, just a couple months after Homeland Security officials and law enforcement officers raided several of his homes in March, making it clear that federal officials were conducting an investigation into Diddy's life.
So, Sean, where are we now? Because as I said at the beginning, he has been arrested, he's been charged, he's also been refused bail twice. So where does the case stand today?
That's correct. So he has been refused bail twice, which means that he is in federal custody in Brooklyn, in New York, in prison there. There is no possibility, it seems right now, of him going home to his Florida mansion as he wanted to await trial. And so that's where we stand. We are awaiting the trial to actually begin taking place. What we do know is that federal officials who just this week had a press conference unsealed these court documents, which made it clear all the charges that he is up against, which it was a 3-count indictment of sex trafficking and racketeering, a charge that usually you would hear associated with mobsters and the mafia, because Diddy is accused of essentially running a criminal organization that was organizing again, these sex trafficking enterprises, and allegedly, the government claims, abusing women and using his power to do so. So now we wait to see if there are also going to be any new charges filed, and if there are going to be any new defendants that are going to be charged in this case. So there's still a lot to play out. And of course, there's the question of, is there a world in which Diddy does make a plea deal? Because the federal government, we should say that this is a federal trial in the U.S., meaning that the federal U.S. attorney is not sort of a local attorney of a specific district attorney of a specific area of the country has brought the case. And the conviction rate that the U.S. government has in federal trials, especially when it comes to issues of sex trafficking and racketeering, they almost bat 1,000. They rarely do not get a conviction if that's what they're seeking. So he faces a very steep uphill battle to try and get off in this case, if you will.
Sean, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much. That's Sean Mandel, who's an LA-based entertainment reporter.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.